I'm a god, not the god.
I don't understand.
Should I do it differently?
Okay.
Well, I'm a god, not the god.
Right.
That's a little fast.
Okay, try it one more time.
Ned Ryerson? Nothing?
No.
All right. Well, we're recording this on February the 2nd, so I thought maybe you'd... Also, we've done this exact joke before, a few years ago, on February the 2nd, which is kind of the point.
Is it funny then?
No. Hello and welcome to episode 370 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me as always is...
Adam.
Now, is that a delay due to the internet or was that for effect?
I'm not sure.
Sounds like it was for a dramatic effect at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Let's say that.
Do you know where I get my dramatic effects from?
Amazon?
Oh, so you do know. Yes, that's where I get them. I was worried you didn't know, but hey, I'm a worrier, okay?
The dramatic effect box.
All right. Usually it's overnight shipping with Prime. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, all right.
But click through our site and help us out as you have been doing. It's much appreciated. What's going on, Adam?
Nothing.
We are boring old men.
Yeah, I really am.
Yeah, I'm not. Yes, I am. There's nothing that's false in that statement. Is it? We talked. It's February though.
Super Bowl weekend.
I don't think you care.
No, I do. I like the Super Bowl.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
But isn't it a bit much?
No, it's awesome.
It's a day and a half now, though. Like it used to be an afternoon.
Yeah, Super Bowl Sunday. I don't know that it's a day and a half for most normal people, but maybe there's a few people that it's a day and a half. No, but it's a day event. Sunday is dedicated to Super Bowl. Although now, you know, with throwing kids in the mix and a bunch of activities, I just had to make sure that all of their stuff is done by the time Super Bowl starts. So.
We've got 3 o'clock start?
I think the kickoff's around 3:30 or 3:40, something like that. But yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So that's midnight 30 here. So they do have parties here. Like you can go. There's screening events and whatnot. There's a football team, like an American football team, in Tübingen, the Tübingen Red Knights, and so they host something. I've never been though, because at midnight 30, when it's just getting started, that you know what time it finishes, right? Like it's at least a 4-hour extravaganza just from wire to wire, isn't it?
Probably, yeah. If you start watching at 3, which is all the kind of pregame chatter, and then you know, there's an extended halftime. I think this year it's Justin Timberlake, so halftime's like half an hour.
JT,
At least JT's doing it. And then, I don't know, I always kind of have to watch a little bit of the trophy presentation and some of the post-game stuff, so you're probably right.
Which makes for a very, very early morning over here. You're finishing up around 4 a.m., 5 a.m., something like that. So I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone's on pins and needles. Like, what's Alan going to do for the Super Bowl? Yeah, probably not. Probably wasn't a conversation.
No, it is now, though.
Yeah, now it is. Now it's on. There was more to that. Oh, do you know what? I mean, I don't know who hosts the Super Bowl now. What channel is it on? Fox?
Yeah, I don't know if it's depending on where you're at. I don't know if there's some other networks. Like if you're in China, who's broadcasting it? But I'm pretty sure it's Fox has it here.
Right. Yeah. I'm assuming they pick up the broadcast. Like what'll happen here is. The game itself might be in English. I'm not sure. Actually, that's not true. Last year it wasn't. Or 2 years ago, I did. A buddy of ours was in town from Vancouver, and so we stayed up and watched about 10 minutes of it, and then fell asleep at home. Right. But it was actually a German broadcast. We couldn't find an English speaking broadcast, so it kind of blew his mind a little bit to watch the Germans redubbing it. But I believe it was. I think it was the Fox feed or whatever. But back in the day. I mean, different networks have hosted it, and ABC hosted it. And here's a little tidbit for the kids that no one's going to care about. Do you know what show, I believe it was 1988, the 1988 Super Bowl, what TV show debuted immediately following?
1988.
Yeah.
No idea.
The Wonder Years.
Okay, there
Pilot
you go.
Pilot episode right after... Tom Brady got the first of his 41 Super Bowl trophies. And then, boom, right to Kevin Arnold.
I remember 1 year when I was in university, so this is probably, like, I'm going to say around 2000, that immediately following the Super Bowl, there was, like, a one-hour episode of Friends. And it was a really big deal because I want to say it was the episode where, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme was on it.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
JCVD. So
they used to do that big deal thing where, you know, yeah, you have like a massive show that followed the Super Bowl, right? I don't know if they still have quite the same thing, but maybe.
Speaking of TV shows, you gave me a recommendation last week.
Yeah.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrible show.
Did you watch it?
We got 20 minutes in and turned it off.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
I'm lying to you. It's fantastic.
It's so good. Yeah,
it was really good. We watched. Well, I think there's 8 episodes in the first season. 1 hour episodes.
It's not very many.
Yeah. Yeah, we watched them all already.
Yeah, that's what I did. I was like, I was totally in after the first episode.
But did your wife watch them?
Oh yeah, she loved it too.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, normally it's very difficult for my wife being her English is very good, as you know, but it is her second language.
Yeah.
And so. You know, she tends to, on TV, things are a little different than in person, and so she tends to like your, you know, easier shows. And this one has rapid-fire dialogue.
Yeah, it does.
Like, it is razor-sharp. And so she was a little bit underwater for the first 10 or 15 minutes, and with all the deep references, too. I mean, like, obviously, you know, she's a big Lenny Bruce fan. Who isn't? But obviously, she'd never heard of him.
Right.
You know, so which is to be expected, but I said, "Oh, Dustin Hoffman, you know him." But she loved it. She loved it. She loved the she loved the characters. She loved the writing, as did I. The acting is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah,
just great.
So good, like all the way around. They've already set up for a second season. So I don't know But I don't know if they're shooting it now but my wife immediately went to the internet to find out whether or not they were already okayed for a second season, and the answer is yes. So I don't know if it's in production or not yet, but we do know there will be a second season.
Looking forward to it. But see, besides all that stuff, even if our listeners don't much care for the acting and the writing and what they should. It is a masterclass in cinematography.
Okay. Yeah, and that's colors. More your kind of forte.
Well, you as a co-host of a internationally popular podcast, photo podcast.
Yeah,
maybe
sure.
It should catch your eye as well. But the way they mix the colors, the mise-en-scene, the lighting. The lighting is fantastic.
Yeah, and I think it to me it was also seamless because everything was good. I didn't really think much about the lighting. Like some shows or movies, it's so obvious, and maybe it's because that's become the focal point. For me, this one, the acting and the writing was so great that's all I was. And the music was so great.
Yeah.
There's so much going on in that show that for once I can honestly say I didn't really attend to the lighting at all.
Okay. Well, you should pay attention to some of it if you're listening to me talk now.
Sure.
And then watch Mrs. Maisel. Definitely pay attention to it. Also pay attention to the long takes, and maybe that's why you didn't notice, because they did some long oneers where they're just this one long shot, like a lot of use of Steadicam, which normally it's weird to see that kind of modern technology. Like the Steadicam's relatively modern. Like I think the first mainstream use was on The Shining. It probably had popped up on a few other things, but it wasn't until like 1980 that the Steadicam really became a thing.
Okay.
And so to see it shooting something that's supposedly set in 1957?
Yeah, 57, 58, something like that.
I think it's right at the end of 57. I tend to remember those things. I always think before Buddy Holly died and after, you know, and 1959. So that's right about now, actually. I think it's around the beginning of February. Anyways, weird little twist there. But so it's around end of 1957. So for the Steadicam to be used, sometimes it can be kind of off-putting to me and three other dorks.
Right.
But not in this case. Like it blended just fine, and so when you watch when they're in her apartment and then in her parents' apartment, which is, spoiler alert, is a massive apartment, and they're kind of moving from room to room, the camera's just moving all around. It's amazing that they can do that. All the actors are hitting their marks, which they're professionals, but mm-hmm. so it's good for them. But you don't really have a chance to tighten up the timing in post-production because it's one shot.
Right.
When you shoot, you know, multiple, like lots of coverage, now you can sort of manipulate how long a scene takes in the edit room. You can't do that with these long takes. And so the pacing is fantastic, which is a real credit to the actors, especially. The writing, yes, but the actors really nail it all. However, I'm going to rain on the parade a little bit.
Okay, let's hear it.
The editing they're not all long oneers, so there is editing done. They do shoot coverage in some scenes and in most of the scenes. And when there is editing, it's a mess.
Okay.
You know, see, I as you said, the acting and the writing and everything is so good that you kind of don't think about that. And I can't help it. It's fingernails on the chalkboard for me.
Yeah.
And I
give an example, because I don't really. Yeah, I don't know. This is something that I definitely didn't notice, and probably would never notice. But give me an example of an editing mishap that you would say is obvious to you.
Well, I can't point to anything specific, right? Like any specific cut right now. But what. It was a whole. Okay, first of all, I don't think it was the fault of the editor. First of all, I think the editor was probably given so much to work with, and a lot of these wide takes. So there's quite a few cuts where you're going from wide shot to wide shot, or medium to medium, and that in itself kind of bugs me. It's not the end of the world, but where you really notice it is screen direction is just a dog's breakfast in this show. Meaning the characters in one shot are going to be looking to the right of your screen, and then they'll cut to the like right in that dialogue, and now they're facing the other direction. They're breaking the 180 rule, which sounds like a rule, like, oh, forget it, come on, it's art, but it happens throughout the series.
Yeah, so interesting, because like never noticed it once, but again, not something that I kind of look for either.
This is a rare example, though, of where everything is so snappy and so well done, and the actors are in it, that it's not egregious. Like, it happens, there's worse examples. Like if the movie's terrible, you're really going to know. Screen direction's the biggest faux pas, because it can be very confusing to the viewer. And so, like I said, I did zero research on this. But I'm going to say that just my guess is that the director is not an editor by trade. Whereas, like, sometimes when you see a director who does edit, or, you know, who is an accomplished editor, like the Coen brothers, for example, they tend to shoot for the edit. Or someone like Steven Soderbergh as well. He doesn't shoot a lot of cover. He doesn't just go and shoot and shoot and shoot and piece it together. From what I understand, he kind of knows what's going in, what he wants, and how it's going to look, and shoots accordingly and says, okay, well, here, I'm going to shoot this way, this way, this way. I'm going to make sure I have a close-up of this because I know I'm going to have I'm going to use the wide shot of the other take. Kind of glossing over this, but that's just my guess.
Okay. Everyone should just watch the show, though, because it's awesome. If you have Amazon Prime, it's a no-brainer. You've probably already watched it if you have Amazon Prime, I'm guessing.
Could be.
Shows up on the front page. It's like as soon as you go, hey, Amazon Originals, it's the first thing that pops up. So it's kind of hard to miss.
I had to look
miss.
For it here, though. In Germany, I had to look for it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Not the case here, for sure.
Yeah. So ignore my nit. Well, don't ignore my nitpicking. Have a look. Have a look for it, just out of curiosity. And you will notice it. I hope I didn't ruin it for you because it's still love the show. Still can't wait for season two. Worth watching just for the use of color alone. Like just in each, not just the gelling of the lights, which they do, like the stuff that was shot in the street, like at night, because it sort of takes place around a comedy club. And so there's the New York, like the streets of Greenwich Village at night and the mixing of the lights, the street lights being very blue and, hey, surprise, there's a lot of blue and orange. That's fantastic, but the use of colors in the shots, like what the what people are wearing, the wardrobe, and how it ties in with all the sort of shiny colors of the 50s and that, really well done.
Okay.
Did you shoot anything interesting?
Did I shoot anything interesting?
If you have to think about it.
I don't think so. I honestly haven't really. Yeah, it's been kind of a down couple of weeks, maybe months for me, as far as the weather's not conducive to us doing much outside. So we find ourselves doing our usual activities, which I've shot to death already for this year. So I really
for
haven't
this year.
Done.
I mean, for me, it's the seasonal thing, which I'm like, I shot it to death last year.
Yeah.
You know, like fashion is here for the goofy costumes and the parades and stuff. And, you know, and I'm sure I'll get a snap or two of what my kids wear for a costume this year. But I'm probably not going to shoot extensive photos of the same parade as I did last year and the year before.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, I've kind of done hockey. Dance isn't really easy to do because, like I say, they're behind closed doors. And then I think, okay, the rest of it is us going outside and doing fun things, which, it's just not been the weather for it at all. It just kind of rains here. It's, you know, it's cool. It's cold, but not cold enough to do any winter related things. So it's just kind of like, yuck, just yuck.
You don't need pictures of yuck.
No, you don't. I don't want to. And then I think, okay, well, I can shoot window light in my house, but of what? My kids doing nothing, right?
Yeah. You know, just still images. Oh, there's a shot of my lens cap. You know,
yeah.
Like you're begging at that point. I found the same, but kind of. I forced myself to go into town, which I haven't been into town. In quite some time, like right into downtown Tübingen.
Yeah.
When I say downtown, I mean the old town, like the old cobblestone area. And so I just said, you know what, one day, like last Tuesday or something, I'm going to go. I have a couple hours. So I'm going to ride my bike into town, which was no fun in the weather, but I just walked around, snapped a few photos, just because I, like you, I'm not in a rut. It's just that there's nothing happening.
Yeah.
You know, nothing to point my camera at. I did sell a camera, though.
Oh, yeah?
Not mine. My wife brought it home from school a couple months ago, probably, and I just never got around to it. But someone had dropped off a film camera and said, hey, yeah, maybe the students could use this. And no, the answer was no, they could not. It wasn't even a cool film camera, not like an old, you know, Canonette or something cool that you'd want to use. I forget, like it was some Canon, like electronic film camera.
Sure. And
nowhere near, like not even near as cool as the one you have, which is uncool. Like you have like if you get the old ones from the 70s, they're kind of cool because they're all mechanical. You don't, there's no real, you don't need a battery. It's nice to have one for the meter, but You don't need one for the camera. You can just use the thing. And, you know, they're kind of nice. And they started making those plasticky ones that were, you know, lousy. So I said, all right, well, this thing needs a battery. It takes a dedicated battery. So you have to go spend a bunch of money buying this goofy battery. So I don't even know if this camera works or not.
Okay.
And came with a couple of lenses, a couple of Sigma lenses, like zoom lenses that would fit on my camera. But they're lousy. Like one 28 to 70 and then like a 70 to 300 or something like that. But, you know, they're both like F11 lenses essentially. And so I said, oh, yeah, there's really nothing here. But it did come in a nice low pro top load zoom bag. So I said, well, at least the bag is interesting. And so my wife said, well, you know, can the kids use this for anything, like the kids at her school? I said, no, there's nothing you can do. I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll take it to the camera store. I'll see what they'll give me for it and just give the school the money.
Right.
Take it in. The guy did not want the bag. First of all, they sell bags, so they don't want to sell used bags. That kind of cuts into their profit margin.
Sure, yeah.
And he said, we tried once, but nobody wants a used bag. They think it's dirty.
Right.
So, okay. And so he looked up the camera on eBay, and he said, well, the camera, I can buy one on eBay for €1. So I said, okay, well, I'm guessing I'm not going to, you know, 50 cents? What do you think? One of the lenses wasn't working properly, so he said, that's a zero. And he said, well, this other lens, he says, I'll give you €5 for it. And I said, okay, you have a deal. €5 for that lens, but you have to take the camera off my hands. I'm not throwing that in the garbage. And that's the deal. And so that out of all that stuff, I got €5.
Sweet.
Yeah. So it's never been a better time to pick up a film camera, evidently.
Yeah.
Or lens in this case, which it will fit onto a digital camera. So maybe someone will buy it for $10. I don't know what they're going to resell it for.
Right.
So there you go. And that was my day in town and snapped a few photos.
Awesome.
Photo challenge this month. It is the January monthly challenge. Straight out of camera.
Okay.
So.
Yes.
Everybody is having the same issues as us.
What's that?
Not,
nobody's taking photos?
Yeah. That's essentially what it must be. Or just not the greatest participation this month. I'm going to... Probably our lowest. Probably our lowest in the... I guess this is number 13 that we've done, right?
As far as monthly challenges,
did we start last January?
I that seems like a long time ago. I feel like we haven't done that many, but maybe yeah. That's the case. I'm not good with time.
No, evidently. I think we started last January.
Okay.
And so
mine was the best. The one I issued was the best.
Unfortunately, in a weird twist, it was probably the most. It got the most engagement. It did. It really did. And it's shocking. It's shocking because it wasn't even simple.
What was it?
It was light painting.
Oh, yeah.
It was neither simple nor good. And that's the thing. But yet popular.
Here we are.
Yeah. There you go. Mm. People
straight
seem to like Wendy's.
Could not be more straightforward.
That's the thing. So now it's got to be complicated next week.
I think, again, part of the problem is maybe our listener base is too self-conscious about their photos there, and maybe everybody, you know, has to tweak or edit before they'll put it out there on the internet. I mean, kind of like, you know, the selfies now, the selfie standard has gone way up because now where I see people doing their selfies, it's like always like the people who know how to do selfies, sad to say that they're such a group, yeah. But they use window light. Like, they know how to pose themselves. Like, it's kind of scary.
It is. Well, people have been... Maybe they've been listening to us. We always say use window light.
Oh, my gosh. I saw two females at the gym the other day. And our gym is... Like, my gym is at the Oval, like the Olympic Oval, which really, really is kind of almost all entirely windows on one side of the building. Like, we're talking four stories high. And it's, yeah, and it's all windows. Actually, it's on both sides. And so, you know, people are working out the weights, and this has now become a big thing now. I don't know if you know that this kind of, while people work out, they've got to take their selfies, the workout selfie. I don't know if that's the name, but I see people doing it constantly. Like, you know, their little hashtag, like ab day or leg day or whatever it is, right? But appropriately using window light to take their shots. And
that is the only, like, the silver lining of this craze, because this is stupid.
Taking
pictures of the gym, honestly, I don't get worked up. I don't engage. I do not engage in that every once in a while, because as I was going to mention in the next sentence, I kind of hate Instagram. In fact, I kind of hate the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Not podcasts. Podcasts, ironically, I love. Not just our own, but obviously number one podcast in this house. But the idea of podcasts to me are fantastic, which is why I love the fact that they're audio. I love that. I like podcasts more than I like YouTube, except on Black Friday, which I kind of like YouTube the best. But... on the Saturday after, I call that sitting watching Black Friday fights day.
Right.
Which is, it's wordy. It's a mouthful, and I have to workshop that title. But after the show, we'll talk off the air. But I love audio podcasts, okay? But the rest of the internet, I really, really hate now. And I think, I'll talk more about that next week maybe, but... I've seen the on the Instagram. I thought, you know what, a while ago, I was like, maybe I should be more engaged on Instagram. Maybe I should, you know, interact. Is that what it's for?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know you don't know. It's rhetorical.
Yeah, I felt like you wanted me to say something.
Yeah, I'll ask the 40-year-old father of two. He knows. He's the guy. Are you 40? You're not. Are you?
I'm 42, almost. I'll be 43 this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Anyways.
Getting up there.
Yeah. So anyways, I'll think, maybe I'll engage. So I'll just look at some hashtags, right? They have the hashtags, which I know about because we have one. We have our own. But I'll check other ones and go, hey, man, I'll check out Tubingen. Like, just hashtag Tubingen. And you fire that in, and what comes up? A whole bunch of selfies of people working out at the gym in Tubingen. it's called, you know what the gym's called here? We have a bunch of gyms, but one, like the one big one, which is like it's a chain across Germany. I think it's all of Germany, and probably Europe. I don't know. It's a big fancy one. Big fancy gym called McFit. What? And it is literally a stone's throw from the only McDonald's in town, too.
That's awesome. Maybe sponsored by...
I don't know. The people on the giant billboard outside of the gym are heavily Photoshopped, though.
Oh, nice.
They do look good, though. They must work out. But anyways, this comes up an awful lot of people taking selfies. So it's obviously it's an international thing. I've done the same in Vancouver where I'm like, hey, let's see what's going on. Okay, selfies at the gym. Like, the internet is not, it's not short on gym selfies.
No, there's lots.
But who, like, in order for you to publish a gym selfie, you have to assume that there's at least one person out there wanting to see that gym selfie, would you not?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nobody.
Yeah. Unless, maybe. Okay, so I'll draw the line at fitness models. I'm okay with their gym selfies.
Oh, those I encourage. Yeah, we're talking, those are two separate things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
you
and
have
in that case,
to, at minimum, be a competitive fitness model appearing on at least 3 magazine covers.
Yes, or put the goofy rabbit ears on in the Snapchat. then it's okay. And the funny little nose, and we can all go, oh, he, 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 he. No, we're not. No one's doing that. So I know I sound like a grouchy old man, but that's only because I'm a grouchy old man. So knock it off.
Right.
Don't knock it off. Keep doing what you want. I just don't engage, right? That's my thing.
Okay.
At least they're using window light, though, so good for them.
Yeah.
You should go up to them and go, look, I disagree with everything you're doing, except for the window light. Good for you. Yeah. And you'll just get punched like every day at the gym if you did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So is that part of it? Is part of the reason for the – we have 7 submissions this month, which is not popular.
No,
I'm having high school flashbacks to unpopularity. Is it a bad challenge this month?
Yeah, I think if it was gym selfie, we would have got a much better.
Yeah, just selfies of guys named Jim.
Yeah, gym selfie. No, honestly, we would have probably got 28 submissions by just one person.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no question. Like, yeah, one per day. Okay, or is it the January blues? Maybe it's the January blues. Maybe people like myself just kind of hate Instagram. I know when we decided a year ago what we were going to go with on how we were going to have people submit, we wanted to pick one platform because everything is so spread out and it's just no good. It's not possible for us to corral all of it. So we picked Instagram. Maybe we picked wrong.
I think here's the thing, and maybe I'm speaking for our audience in a way that is not appropriate. So I'm gonna
bleep this.
Yeah, photo challenges to me feel like work. I mean, right. Again, it's oftentimes I'm like, oh God, I gotta do a photo challenge. We got a podcast tomorrow. I gotta do a photo challenge. It feels like homework. It takes me back to high school, and I don't want to do homework. I mean, I do the photo challenges because I don't want you to yell at me, but yes. I don't want to do the photo challenges because it's work for me. Now again, it helps me get better after having done them, kind of like going to the gym for me. I feel better after the fact, but the process right. and the thought of, oh, I got to do that. I think people just kind of put it off and they do their own photos and they probably like listening a lot more than participating. And that's how I felt through high school as well. I'd happily sit in the back of the class and listen to the information. I would never want to participate though. And so I think it might be a little of that. Again, I could be speaking incorrectly for our audience, but I think it's a lot of that. Now that we've tried it in so many different ways, and I think the people who do participate kind of do it more so feeling sorry for us than for...
You're not wrong.
for their fact that they really want to participate.
Okay. So what do you suggest? This for February... I had one in mind, but maybe we will not do it specific. Maybe we'll just leave it open and just beg people to like us.
Yeah. I think more just, you know, people who want to participate, which is, you know, seems like nobody, can happily participate. And if they put a photo in, then, we're happy to look at it and mention it. But I don't think that now I've given up. I've given up on the hope that there's going to be, 30 or 40 images that, people just can't wait to post their monthly challenge, because clearly that's not the case, because we know that there's a lot more people listening than participating. We'll say that much.
Yes, that I do know.
And I'm not going to guilt anybody into participating. We've tried that. It's unsuccessful.
Yes, this isn't for us, though.
Yeah.
So it's actually, yeah. Well, so what if I were to say for February, it's just open. Any photo you want.
Any photo, exactly. Any photo that you think is good, or maybe not even good, that you think is horrible and you want us to tear you a new one. Any photo at all that you want to post. Just as Two Hosers Monthly Challenge doesn't have to have a theme at all. I say do it that way.
Oh, and then you can't use that hashtag though.
What's that?
Well, that's going to be a new hashtag.
Okay. New
Please
hashtag.
Please like the hosers. No. Hey hosers. Hashtag hey hosers.
Yeah, sure.
That's what it is. H-E-Y And then Hosers, however you spell that. All one word. Hashtag Hosers.
Okay.
Hey Hosers, and we'll put that on the website, and you can see it. And if you want us to, yeah, praise or rip, we might rip your photos or photo. That's how we're going to do it, and we're going to see. What's the threshold for participation for you to not swerve into oncoming traffic?
And I think maybe some of our listeners don't even own cameras, and they just like listening to us talk.
Highly doubt it.
Okay. All right.
What? Not when you can buy a used film camera for a euro. I think I think that bar is pretty low.
Okay.
So, no. What is the threshold? How many submissions of Hey Hosers do you need to get? In keep in mind, February, shortest month of the year.
Okay.
And this is coming out on the 4th, so it's only 24 days.
Okay.
How many submissions do you need for this to be a thing?
I need at least 16.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 60.
No, 16. No,
oh, see, I think it's higher.
No, there's no way.
Yeah, I want one a day. No, I need one. I think we need one a day. 24 separate, like separate people.
No way. It involves too much effort. You still got to, you know,
okay, basically. A gym selfie counts for two.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how we'll do it.
All
okay,
right.
You're saying 16. Okay, I think we can do 24. Different people. Again, don't if you submit twice, we're only counting you once.
Okay.
Go ahead and submit twice. Maybe we'll rip you twice. We don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be some sort of a hoser's roast or something like that. It could be a thing. We'll workshop that for March, much longer month, 31 days. We'll make that happen.
All right.
All right, meanwhile, let's go over the submissions we did get, because I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater here and punish
sure.
the people who had nothing better to do. So let's have a look.
Okay.
Okay, first up, these are in reverse order, because this one was just posted a couple of hours ago.
Okay, last-minute eggs.
Last-minute two hosers entry from Marion Maid.
Yeah.
Hashtag unedited. Hashtag breakfast, hashtag eggs, hashtag,
yeah.
hashtag cast iron.
Yep.
They say a picture's worth 1,000 words. Not this one.
Yeah, started. I wish this one didn't get posted.
Oh, come on. That
no,
is harsh.
No. It's all things we like, right? Like, you know,
I
cast
like eggs.
Iron. I like eggs.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you'd make eggs interesting, not like this.
Scrambled.
Yeah.
With, but, egg, with onion in it.
It's a picture. That's, I mean, again, this is kind of like, I don't know, got my camera, I've got eggs, I'm going to try to make eggs interesting, and then I didn't do it.
This is the one, this is the pity shot for us, isn't it?
Yes, totally is. This is
yeah,
pity
that's what
for
made
us.
You if say it.
If it isn't... Then
no, it
then
is. Don't go,
Marion. Sorry, Marion. This is a dog's breakfast. How about that?
Twice in one show.
Yeah.
Now, in all fairness,
okay.
This is about as interesting as you can make eggs look.
Okay.
With the in a photo with the handle coming in there, et cetera. And I want to know: is he eating all three eggs by himself?
I hope so.
Are you a three egg guy?
Oh yeah.
Me too. Absolutely a three egg guy. Nope.
Yeah.
That's boring. All right.
Next
shot. All right. ArcPix Lab from the Irwindale Event Center, the car race area, looks like. We got some fireworks going here.
Yeah.
Okay. Looks like obviously a slow shutter speed in order to catch those trails, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And, but the hashtag, here's the issue I have with this photo. It's very cool. I like the cars down below and the whole scene here. Very cool. Very cool setting. It says hashtag I shoot raw. So I don't know. Is this the JPEG version right out of camera, or did he import this into Lightroom or some... equivalent.
There's also another hashtag raw. So either you're submitting it inappropriately to us, or you're submitting it inappropriately to your other groups that you belong to.
I mean, it could be technically, like, you could shoot raw in camera and then just fire that right, like, fire that in and don't touch it. Essentially, don't touch it, but you're going to have some settings dialed in to Lightroom, no? Like, when you import into Lightroom, you don't just import it blank,
right?
Do you?
No, I don't, yeah.
No, I import it with certain contrast or whatever settings, you know, that add. And then I can tweak from there. So when I would then export, it would be... I wouldn't have reset to just the basic RAW and then export that. It doesn't work like that.
But let's just theoretically say it was straight out of camera that way. My only issue with this is where with the composition. Like, the fireworks are fine. Mm-hmm. I don't like where it's cut off at the bottom.
Right.
Like, that's a bit unpleasing to me in terms of right in the middle of one of the cars. It's kind of like cutting off a person right at their waist. It doesn't look right.
There's probably something in the frame that was offensive.
Maybe
there was somebody in there that, or something that just wasn't working. I'm guessing that's why he cut it off. Or highly possible that Instagram did this to him.
Okay, that's possible for sure.
Which we've had.
And he was more concerned with saving the top of the fireworks. So
yeah,
so which is fine. Yeah, yeah, we'll give you a pass on that.
Okay. Otherwise, good colors. Like the sky in the background. Nicely done.
Okay.
All right. Tom Tatarka has the old truck, the old International. I always wanted an International, like International Scout. You know, like the sort of Ford Bronco looking things, the convertibles.
Yeah.
Never got one though.
That's
all right.
Too bad.
Good night, everybody. Drive safe.
This one, right, to me is too gray. There's not enough contrast in the shot.
It's the snow is very gray. It's very underexposed. We're not getting
And the sky is the same. Like, it's just all just a gray. It's just a gray. It's again, either time of day isn't right, or I mean the exposure is probably not right either. But
I'm assuming he's going for this though.
Maybe.
It looks kind of low-key, like that's the idea.
Yeah, I really would like to see this with, you know, much higher contrast in terms of what would make it interesting. Because, I mean, now you've decided to zoom in on a very small piece of a vehicle, which you, if you're going to do that, it's got to be interesting. And it's just not interesting. My opinion, just it's not interesting.
All right, the next one, I'm going to go ahead.
This is why no one participates, because
you're hard to please.
I'm hard to please, but come on, like, that is that anything? Is it interesting to you?
No.
No, okay. There we go.
It's not uninteresting. I appreciate where he's going, and I feel like he made a choice to underexpose the snow. It wasn't an accident. Everything else was very deliberate here. And so definitely get points for that. I can disagree with art. I don't like when people are sloppy, and I don't think he was sloppy by any means.
Okay.
All right. Let's skip the next one. I want to do that one last.
Okay.
Okay. Then next up is Roger Dahlman at Daytona International Speedway shooting the Rolex 24-hour race.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like this one a lot.
Yeah, I like that. And that's hard to do straight out of camera. I appreciate that.
Yes. Yeah. He's obviously panning here. Well, especially since he just wrote that nighttime panning. So that was a hint. So this is a slow shutter speed. Would you guess the shutter speed? I'm trying to guess the lens. So
they're probably going really fast. So I'm going to say, like, I don't know, one, I don't know, 30th of a second.
That was about like my that. Range. I'm trying to go by the feels like a long lens. Like, it's probably a 70 to 200.
Yeah, I would think so.
Because
you're probably sitting way back, too.
Yeah, probably racked out to 200 and cropped. Oh, no, it's right out of camera.
No,
so
it's not cropped. So maybe a 200 or maybe they have a longer lens than that. I don't know. But let's say 200 and then panning with that, 1/30th,
and the background's out of focus enough that it's out of like blurred, but it's not crazy blurred. Which is good. Like, that's it's the right amount so that you can see their speed here. But if it's too much, then it's really hard to keep the car unblurred. Which this is you can tell the car is a little bit soft, but obviously, like, you get that's part of the charm. if you're way slower than a 30th, you're probably, unless you're a real pro, you're going to be hard-pressed to keep the car sharp at all. And the background's going to be tremendously blurred. So I think you're right. I think it's probably a 30th. At that shutter speed as well, I'm confused now because the cool green lights on the front and then on the top of the car are consistent. And a lot of times with these LED lights, you'll sort of see in with a slow shutter speed, I guess it's with more with movement though. You'll see because they actually blink. Our eye doesn't pick it up, but the lights actually do flicker. And on long exposures, if there's motion, you'll see the flicker.
Oh yeah.
It's not a constant stream, but I guess because it is, in theory, the lights aren't moving because he's panning with it. Maybe that's, this one's got me baffled. Like it though, like the colors. Really like the green headlights and all that.
All right, well done. See, I'm not just a jerk who's trying to criticize.
No, you're not. Next up, JC Russo from Maryland. And this is his son showing his game face.
Yeah.
Shot with the Canon Elan 7. That's the camera I just sold for $1.
Really?
No.
No.
But something like it, though.
Okay.
I think it was the six and a half. No, I don't remember. I actually don't remember what it's called, what the camera was. But on some old expired film. So obviously the expired film, not really an issue here. Looks really good.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you, you know, asked me what this was shot on, I would have thought a modern digital camera.
Yeah?
Yeah, it looks very sharp to me. The colors look really crisp. Like, that. It's a really nice photo.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not have guessed film just at a quick glance. Now that I'm looking at it in a lot more detail and I can see some of the grain, now I can sort of see why, you know, that it is film. But I would have thought, you know, something like the 6D like produces this kind of sharp colors and contrast right at a camera. But I wouldn't have predicted an old film camera.
So what I want to ask Mr. Russo, I know he'll answer. Do you get prints made and then scan the prints? I didn't go through all the hashtags to get the answer. Maybe the answer is there. Are you scanning this from the negative or from a print? That's what I want to know.
Gotcha.
My guess is from a print because it's a really good scan, and I find that I don't get really great scans from. I get decent scans from negatives, but I get much better. The ones I like better from actual prints. All right. Next up is Andrew Dowie. This is Woco. We all know it's Woco National Park.
Of course it is.
We could tell that by the fence. Also an out-of-film scan. Okay. And hope this counts as I sold my other gear. Absolutely counts.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it as well.
It's interesting. Yeah.
It is interesting.
Good contrast. The fence like pops in the photo. Like it really draws your eye, which... clearly, it's the subject of the photo, and it's a very interesting looking fence. And the composition, I think, is really good. If you stood me in front of this fence and said, "Take an interesting photo," this is much better than I would have.
You'd
done.
Come in second place.
I would come in second place, definitely.
Yeah, this could be one of those postcards or the cover of a card that you get. Not a happy birthday card, because that would be off-brand.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, unless you don't like the person, but maybe you do.
Happy Halloween.
But I could see this being one of those sort of fine art postcards that people get.
Yeah. No, this is a really good job with, again, a subject matter that at first glance you might not take this photo just thinking, eh. And to make something that's really good and eye-catching out of something that, like I say, otherwise is pretty... I don't know, run of the mill is cool. So that this is kind of what art's all about. And just even the angle too, like the trees and the slope, like in there's so many different sort of lines going on here that it would have been really easy to level out the tree line, like the horizon line.
Yeah. You're right.
And it wouldn't look as cool. Like, no. I like this. And my instinct would never be to do that and always to straighten that out, but it's off the right amount.
And the best part of this is that the aforementioned J.C. Russo commented on it.
Okay.
So I'm this was the whole point of this exercise. It wasn't for us to necessarily engage everybody, but for our listeners to sort of form a community and talk with each other. So that was mission accomplished. We can shut her down now.
Okay.
No, that was the plan. And so now, according to what I'm reading here, that Andrew and JC did not know each other, and now they're BFFs. So good job for us.
So we do this not to get 1,800 posts to pat ourselves on the back, but to engage others amongst each other.
Well, that, as a matter of fact, yes, that is 100% what it is.
Okay, I was trying to get a pat on the back.
Oh yeah, your own gym selfie. Okay, we'll do that. We'll take care of that. Do they hand out selfie sticks at the gym? They should do that.
They have like a little bucket, where people would normally stick their umbrellas, and it's just filled with selfie sticks. Yeah,
that would be. You know what they should do is they should in all the exercise equipment they should incorporate like little camera clip holders. People can just snap their camera in there and just to take a selfie.
Yeah,
we should patent that. Probably make $1 million.
Yeah, probably today. We make $1 million today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we'll do. Okay, and last photo. This is My Reality 2 posted spot Monique.
I really like this.
Yeah, that's why I saved it for last. This is the winner. I like this
one. Yeah. Do you think she wore that dress just by accident?
If I know Monique, and I think I do, no. No, so she knew this was coming.
She planned this.
Yeah, it was Jackson Pollock Day down in Auckland, New Zealand. And she said, "You know what? I'm going to do it." Now, this is what I first thought of right away was a Jackson Pollock, but come to life, and that's really cool because I like Ed Harris. But
sure.
this is a really cool photo. A lot of colors, but well done. Nothing distracting, and where she's placed. And also the hashtag that's on an iPhone makes me want to just cry a little bit because, you know, it's an iPhone.
Yeah, and it's well done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It does prove that, you know, camera does still matter, but it in this case, you know, it doesn't matter because this looks really fantastic.
Yeah, agreed. It's good, right. Good shot. Yeah.
All right, My Reality, you win.
Yeah.
Oh, My Reality too. All right, let's have a look at ours as we wrap this segment up. I'll go first this week. I always let you choose. All right.
Yeah.
My daughter came home with her painted face. There she is.
It looks like you took my technique, the flash directly, and I'm going to say my technique because I invented this.
Sure.
But the flash, like, basically directly behind her into the wall to create that gradient.
Nope.
Which is, no, you didn't.
Did not.
Wow, because it's a pretty even gradient. So is the flash above and shooting down?
Look at the eyes.
Well, there's two lights in the eyes, but is that also what's lighting the background?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so one on each side, and then it catches the background enough.
It's two umbrellas. I've been gone, even though we have the softbox, you and I both have the same softbox that we use, and I love. I've gone back to shooting with umbrella for some reason.
Okay.
A shoot through it.
I thought that you had done the two lights plus a light behind her, but there's no light behind her, you're saying?
No light behind her at all.
Okay, so just the two lights and
the
crossfire.
The wall is gray. Like in real life, it's gray. And basically, essentially clamshelling from either side, not up and down.
Right. Yeah.
And both of the flashes, both the umbrellas are actually pointed in front of her. So I'm using, I'm feathering the light, but I'm making sure I'm controlling the light that's spilling onto the wall.
Right.
And she's away from the wall a fair bit as well. Like, I don't know how many feet. 400 feet? Does that sound right?
Sure. Yeah. Sounds
pretty. No, but probably 5 feet. Okay. Away from the wall, and I placed her on purpose to I wanted to control the fall off. Did shoot it with the 70 to 200 at around 135, so there could be some natural vignetting there.
Okay, which, so which this might, this isn't my move at all.
Not even close.
Yeah.
No. No. No, this is my move.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is one that I've been doing lately, the clamshell, and normally I'll have like a bit of a little bit of a contrast ratio. Like one flash will be set to say 1/16th power, and one will be to 1/8th power, so that it's not perfectly even lighting. But sometimes I just want even lighting, and this is one of those cases. And so I got it dialed in. I did take one test shot just to make sure, but the lighting was bang on. And just through practice, just through sheer repetition, I know how. Like I've shot this kind of thing many times, and thus. I just repeated myself saying repetition.
Sure.
Did you hear that?
I wasn't listening.
My redundancy was redundant.
Okay.
So anyways, and so this was, I dialed in my picture style settings to what I wanted, to the right contrast, right color, et cetera, and banged it out. And this is the JPEG right out of camera. The only thing that I did was resize it from whatever the small JPEG is in the 5D Mark II, I size it down to 800 by 533.
Okay.
No sharpening or anything.
It looks good.
Yeah, it's better than my fail though, because I did have one. This I shot this one after my what was going to be my submission, my street photography submission.
Okay.
My day in town that I told you about, where I went and shot a bunch of photos. Had this one lined up, and I thought, oh, this is great. Like, the colors are nice. I'm gonna shoot around the corner. I'm going to shoot her in front of it. So I'm looking around one corner, and I'm going to wait, like a focus trap, and somebody else is just going to come walking around that other corner, and I'm going to have some photographic gold. but then instead I shot this and thought, oh, no. Like, I got home and thought, like, this is really bad.
Yeah.
And so I was really happy when my daughter came home with the flashing face paint from school. And I said, all right, you just saved me, kiddo.
Okay, yeah. No, I don't like your other photo.
Yeah, no one does. Even the Gasthaus Liechtenstein is like, leave us out of it. All right, are you going with camera with 1A or B?
I'm going with A, but I still want to show B, because B's kind of just, it's exactly the same light. Like that's what I kind of was kind of showing, right? So
okay.
A, so maybe just talk about B first, just in the fact that, okay, it's window light, position. My kid was reading his book. I just took the couch and I pushed it up close to the window, and then I did what you did, which is just dial in the white balance settings and in camera dialed it in with the contrast and what I wanted, and then just snapped the photo and done. So that one took, I don't know, three seconds. And
yeah,
then,
mostly couch moving.
Yeah, and basically just show that, okay, if you use window light, we know that it's good, but we don't need to edit in the colors and whatnot. If you take the time to kind of set it up in camera, then really there's nothing more than click this. And I would be, if I wanted a picture of my son reading a book, then, you know, to post on my list of, I don't know, book selfies,
books.
then I could submit something like this. Very, very easy. And if he was doing something that was more interesting, or if I just wanted to take a portrait, this is a great way to just take a portrait of your kid. So I just wanted to say that, because I was kind of thinking there's two ways to go with this. One is the very much the, okay, out of camera can be very, very easy. Out of camera can also be a lot more work.
Right.
So I did the one that I kind of had in mind was, okay, he's reading Harry Potter right now. He's on the second book. And I just thought, okay, I'll make something interesting out of this. So he's sitting in the exact same location, but now I want a very different look. So I've put a flash kind of behind the book and angling up, and that's the flash that's going to light him. I've dialed in the white balance to be, I went with, what's the one? What's it called? The one that makes everything super blue?
Blue balance.
No, there's a name for it. You do it when you sometimes want the sky that's gray to go really blue. What's that one called?
Tungsten?
Yeah, tungsten. Okay. So this is tungsten with a gelled full CTO orange inside the book, and so then I'm gonna basically bring it back to what looks like just kind of scary horror lighting, and then I LED not the LED the LED light panel that I have dialed that in very warm, and the font on the book has this kind of yellowy sparkly kind of text that you can see in the Harry Potter. So I warm that up, mixed with the very warm gel and the tungsten, and then I took I don't know two or three test shots because I really wanted a scared kind of expression. I wanted it all to be in the eyes, and so this took a few test shots, not very long, and then.
So what is lighting like? You're bouncing something into the book?
No. The flash is literally sitting on the inside of the book, like between between his legs, angled up through the book, so it lights the pages and his face with the orange gel, and then I'm balancing that with an LED, like on the warmest setting that I have for the LED light, to feather that across the font on the book, so you know what he's reading, and it looks kind of a little bit magical. That's what I was going for. I was looking for the magic of the book.
Nice.
And then once I balanced that out, just took the shot. The end. That's where it is.
It's cool because this is in no way in real life. Is no way this is a motivated light. Like, this doesn't look...
No, it's impossible. You can't get this.
No, but that's the point, is you're reading a book about magic. And so
that's right.
The fact that the book is magic and lighting up and doing all that works really well here.
Well, and I wanted it to be... I wanted to do it even more dramatic with the light to look like, but then it's so... I mean, it becomes so finicky, right?
Yes.
And so I have the attention of my 8-year-old for 2 minutes. And so I knew there was no way that I was going to get exactly what I wanted. And so I thought this was a pretty good straight out of camera for the idea I had in my head.
Sure.
Yeah. And so, but I really wanted kind of like almost the book to feel like the inside was completely lighting up, but I needed another light. I needed more time and
no, it works for that. I wouldn't have gone overboard on this.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, did you also shoot like raw plus JPEG and then tweak it for your own use?
Nope.
Wow.
No, I sort of said no training wheels. I'm doing this, and I knew I mean, no matter how good it was, I still thought, well, what am I going to do with it anyways?
You're right.
So I said nope, no training wheels. Only JPEG. Took the raw right out.
Nice, nicely niced. All right, so that's our photo challenge for this month. Photo challenge for next month. We already said it's just open. Just please like us. That's all. yeah please like each other, as I mentioned. That's the kind of the point. Photo challenge for next week, though, Adam and I aren't throwing in the towel. I'm going to force Adam to do his homework, and this next week is going to be manual focus,
which I never do.
Yeah, that's why it's a challenge. It's not a layup, right?
Okay. All right.
All right. Websites, Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find my stuff at AlanAtridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, and everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.